Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havenot.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
And Andrew's out. Andrew is a working man, so it's going to be tough for him to come at night, so we got to start recording during the day. He will not be gone, people, so don't freak out. Hey, listen, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but we're coming in on 100 shows. Have you noticed that?
I have.
We got to figure out something really spectacular to do for our 100th show. I don't know.
Maybe we could like have guests, like have Matt, maybe have Ken, have Adam, Dez, Lee.
Yeah,
maybe
that would be really awesome. Like one big like 2-hour extravaganza.
Yeah, with all our podcast buddies.
Yeah. And maybe it would be, maybe we'll get Vinny Vincent. No, I'm kidding. <It's> like, nobody gets Vinny
Vincent. If you're listening, we want to talk to you, bro.
Yeah, it would be great to get Vinny Vincent on this show for just, I mean, even 5 minutes. But nobody, I think, has worked harder than Chris Sinzak on that.
Right. I was going to say, Chris deserves it.
Chris
more
deserves
than we
it. I really hope that one day Vinny contacts him. We got another nice review, and I wanted to thank, it says TomTomX74 on iTunes. Thank you for leaving us a nice review. Man, we're up to 21. What? We were at 18 for the longest time.
It seems like a ridiculously small number considering the numbers I see on
how many people download our show. Yeah, but yeah. You know, people don't take time for that crap. If you want, it'd be awesome if you would leave a review for us on iTunes. If you're listening to the show, we really appreciate it. And don't forget, you can always go to podcastrockcity.com and listen to all the old shows. There are shows before I met Jody, after I met Jody, when Jody became a permanent member of the show, when I just had Andrew on one time, when I, you know, it's just it, the history of, I think this is like our 92nd or 93rd show. The history is crazy, you know. Right. I don't have any of the original shows on.
No, none of them?
None with the original crew, because I did like 3 shows with them, and then they were like, we're tired of New Kiss. We don't really want to do this anymore. And I said, all right. And that's when Ken Mills messaged me and said, keep going.
Right.
And I said, okay. And then we're, you know, I guess I've done with you and without you, you know, 90 shows.
It's great.
It's insane. Anyway, let's see. Kiss news. There was a little bit this week, and I don't want to. There's the whole Wounded Warrior thing. Have you heard about this, Jody?
Yeah, I actually saw that. I look at Kiss Asylum every day, so okay. That's where I get my
so
Kiss
I
news.
Didn't, I'm not going to go in. I don't want to talk about the what might be going on with them. What I want to ask you is, if there was really something going on where they're misplacing money or misspending money, does this hurt Kiss in any way, you think?
I don't think so. I mean, how are they to know? I mean, they're just trying to help people. And then it's, you know, a second party that's if they are doing something wrong, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, that news article that was on Kiss Asylum, like, you know, they were saying how Kiss is one of the major donors of it. So, I mean, it's a little bit associated with Kiss, I think.
Right.
But how could you really fault them for, like, a second party doing something, you know? That's like blaming Kiss for Vinnie Vincent playing too many notes after he was out of Kiss, you know?
Yeah. Well, that was good. They said that Kiss had given millions to these people, and I don't know. I just, you know, want to wait it out and see what they say, because...
Right. We should get Ira on to talk about that, because he raises a lot of money for the Wounded Warriors.
Yeah.
I wonder how he feels about it.
Yeah, I think he did put out something where he said, just don't jump to judgment. Maybe that was somebody else, but they're like, don't jump to judgment yet. Wait it out. Let's see what happens. And I'm really hoping that, you know.
But still, even if they're only using, like that article said, they give about 60%, still 60% of millions is better than nothing, you know?
Yeah,
I'm not saying that they're in the right. I think they should give almost all of it minus operating fees, and you know, you got to pay somebody something to make it happen.
Yeah,
but
wasn't there like a big scandal a few years ago with what's that guy's? Now forgive me if I got this wrong. Is it Will.i.am? from Black Eyed Peas.
I know who you're talking about.
It's the Black Eyed Peas, right?
I think that guy's horrible.
Yeah, I think he raised like a ton of money for the Haitians. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I want to say it was the Haitians. And because, you know, they had that bad, it wasn't an earthquake. It wasn't like a big hurricane or a storm or something. Killed so many people, and then he started raising money. And then I remember reading that there was something going on with that where they weren't sure what this guy's charity was doing with the money. But, you know, I read a long time ago that most of these charities, when they say, like, legally only have to give, like, a really small percentage to charity, to people, you know, and then use the rest to, quote, unquote, run the charity. You know what I mean? If you're the president of a charity and you're making $1 million a year, man.
Right? Something's a little off.
Yeah, something's a little off, you know?
It's like that thing on Seinfeld where Costanza started his own charity, you know?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. That's my mother.
Hello, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Here, watch this. I'm gonna include her in the show.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm recording right now.
Sorry, I forgot.
Oh, is everything okay?
I just wanted to tell you that I need you to wake me up between 8 and 8:30.
No problem, Mom.
Okay.
All right, I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Joe's mom.
Notice that she didn't say I love you back. She knows I do this every week. I'm leaving that in the show just because. Right, my New York sounding mother. My mom hasn't lived in New York since she was a kid, and all my friends are always like, I love your mom's accent. And I'm like, really? Because it's kind of annoying. And I don't mind the New York accent, but on my mom, it's like that really thick, like Edith Bunker.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, Joe. And she still calls me Joey. I'm like 45 years old. I'm like, for God's sake.
Joey.
Anyway, okay, moving back. Okay, so yeah, so I guess it's a good thing that they're not running the charity. Otherwise, there'd be some big problems.
What do you think that's gonna? If suppose that it does come out to where it's kind of scandalous, do you think that? I mean, what'll happen in August when we're there trying to raise money for them?
Yeah, we just have to come up with another charity. Maybe we'll just write Gene and say this is what we were gonna do. You have any other ideas?
Give the money to Tom Hale's family or something, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Or, you know, Tommy Thayer does a lot of work with charity, you know? Right. Most of the time it's golf. You know, he loves the golf, so maybe we'll figure out some kind of a charity that he, you know, maybe we'll write him. I don't know. We'll get with Ira. He's the one handling all this. All of a sudden we're taking over.
Right. It's a crazy thing, though. I think that all the money should go to the actual charity that it's for, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Not rocket surgery.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so there was one other story in here that I really, I know you saw it. It's where Gene went to the hospital to visit the young man that was sick.
Right.
He's critically ill, Las Vegas teen. His last wish was to, I guess, meet Gene Simmons, man, you know? And it says here that his name, he's 17, and his name is Dylan Kahn, or Cone. I apologize if I didn't get his name right. But the video, the pictures of him with Gene took the time. He went there to meet him, and I just think that that's wonderful. It made me proud to be a KISS fan. I know a lot of people do this kind of stuff, you know? But I just don't feel like I see KISS do a lot of it. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong, but I think that they do it more than hits the press. Because, you know, a lot of times with charity, stuff like that, it's not about advertising yourself doing it. It's actually doing it, you know?
Right.
So I think it's cool of Gene to do stuff like that. And, you know, Paul does stuff like that as well. I mean, those guys have always given back to the fans, I believe.
Yeah.
And I think that's the right thing to do, especially in their position of, you know, everyone knows KISS is like beyond rich, right?
Right.
So
it's
cool that they give back.
You know,
I dig it.
And Gene went there, and they said that he spent an hour there and brought a bunch of stuff, and the kid looked so happy. And unfortunately, according to the article, he passed away a couple of days later.
Damn.
Man, I'm heartbroken about that, man. But I'm also, like, intrigued by the whole thing, man. But I wonder, you know, I would never contact his parents, you know. But I would want to know, you know, after that, you know, how lifted was he? You know what I mean?
I'm sure it really made his day.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's like your last wish and you're lucky enough to be able to get that.
Yeah.
It has to make you happy, I would guess.
It has to make you happy. And then, you know, I bet his family, oh, man, it's such a terrible thing. Anyway. Okay, so one other major thing happened, and that was Kiss played a show. Yay.
Yeah, they did.
I was so excited. Did you watch any of the video of it?
I searched around today and was looking for specific things. I read on the, like, set list that... they did the riff at the end of Let Me Know. It's also on the end of She on Alive. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They played that, apparently, but I haven't seen it yet. I'm dying to, like, find it. But one of my Twitter buddies, this Tito Blackwell, he sent both of us a tweet. I don't know if you got yours, but he said he has the whole show and we could get a copy or whatever. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
I really
want to
see
great.
That riff.
Yeah, that would be
and
great.
They did, they also did Flamin' Youth, which I think is really cool.
Yeah. So I figured we would talk about the set list. It's pretty,
yeah, let's do it.
It's pretty generic, except for, you know, there are a couple of things in there that, you know. But they started the show with Detroit Rock City. Then they went to Deuce.
Right.
Psycho Circus. Creatures of the Night. I Love It Loud. War Machine, then Flaming Youth. Now, when I saw Flaming Youth in there, I was like, well, damn, there's the price of the ticket.
Exactly.
You know, just seeing them play Flaming Youth is pretty amazing.
What do you think about the whole, like, Creatures triple threat, three in a row?
Yeah, three in a row. That, you know, I'm wondering if that's to start getting ready for that cruise, you know?
Totally.
Or at least you would think so. I mean, and some people wouldn't, they would go, oh, whatever, it's 10 months away, but... No, seriously, you know, if they right. pull off three songs, they've got to keep, you know,
these three, they always do those
right.
three.
But, you know, Dr. Love was in that set list, right?
Yeah.
Black
then Hell or Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Hell or Hallelujah. Then Lick It Up, God of Thunder, Cold Gin, which I'm kind of tired of, but I would have liked to have heard. Love Gun, Black Diamond, Shout It Out Loud. I Was Made for Loving You and Rock and Roll All Night. Excuse me. That's a solid set.
Yeah. Somewhat predictable, minus Flaming Youth.
Right. Now, but you would be happy if you saw this set. I mean, at the end, would you walk out and go, well, I heard a lot of the same stuff, but I got to hear Flaming Youth, which I've never heard live.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I would, I mean... It doesn't matter what they play. I always have a great time at a Kiss show. But, you know, I would have been excited to hear Flamin' Youth. And, you know, like we were just saying, at the end of Hell or Hallelujah, they put the whatever they call that riff. We need Matt Porter to tweet Gene and find out what that riff's called.
It's not George. It's Mike.
Nah.
It's Bob.
It's John or Ringo, maybe.
So I watched a few of the videos, and somebody... was even like live, like periscoping it. I think that's what it's called, where you sit there with your phone up and it like sends out a live feed. And I watched a few seconds of it went off after about 10 seconds once I got on it. But it was pretty cool because you know you're sitting there watching it as it's happening. This is changing concerts, you know? Well, you know,
totally.
It's almost like you don't even have to go, you know, if somebody's going to sit there and, you know, of course going is the whole point, but if somebody's going to sit there and, you know, hold their phone up and it's just like you being able to have eyes in the arena or in the casino or wherever they're playing, it's just,
right.
It changes things drastically.
Yeah, if they could just figure out a way to get good sound, man, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, that would be really cool. And Paul didn't sound awful. He didn't sound great either, but I thought he sounded, you know, I would have been happy with how he sounded.
Yeah, the few songs I saw, he sounded fine.
Yeah,
I don't really care for the way he does Creatures now, but It's just so, he's just doing it low, you know?
And he's talking it more.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, and it didn't seem like when he was trying to get them to, you know, get him to come out, it didn't seem like the crowd was all into it. It's really weird. And maybe it's just the sound that we're getting.
Maybe.
Via, you know, somebody's iPhone or Droid or whatever it is, you know?
Right. Well, I've noticed, for me, dude, I've noticed in the last, like, maybe 10 years since Kiss is so huge, and there's a lot of people at the shows that aren't really accustomed to what they're supposed to do, you know, like they could be trying to do intro Cold Gin, and I've noticed, like, I think it was in whatever year that when they played with Motley, like 2012, I guess.
Right.
We were on the lawn, okay, so we're just like surrounded by a bunch of people, and they were trying to intro, you know, whatever, we'll use Cold Gin as an example, but, you know, like me and D-Rock and maybe Clinton and a few people would be screaming Cold Gin at the appropriate time, but the people around us had no idea what was going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think it's because there's a lot of, like, you know, the tire kickers go to these Kiss shows now because they're so huge at the moment, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe they didn't even understand that Paul was going to fly out, you know?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
I mean, I've noticed it at shows. I remember when I was a kid, man, it's like, when Gene would come out, this has been the, you know, like Hot in the Shade days, I guess. But like Gene would come out and everyone would just start going like Gene, you know, like real low and yeah. Evil. And no one even does that anymore. It's weird.
Yeah. And you'd even get that after he would, you know, spit the blood and everything. It would be that Gene, 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 Gene. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or even when he's like, oh, yeah. Some of the people in the crowd don't understand. Or even something as simple as the I Love It Loud chant. Like, some of the people in the audience don't do it. And I think it's just because they don't really know what's going on because they're just the tire kickers, you know?
Yeah. And then hopefully the next time they come around, I'm wondering if we're going to, you know, start to find out about a tour soon.
Oh, speaking of tours, man, I forgot to ask you. Did you see the Ace announced Atlanta gig for you?
Yes. I'm very excited about that, and I'm going to be getting tickets tomorrow. I have not purchased them yet. I will tell you that deep down in my heart, I'm not only excited about the fact that Ace is playing, but I'm very excited about the fact that Jeff Tate is opening. I am a big Queensryche fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it's Jeff Tate's Mindcrime or Operation Mindcrime, whatever they're calling it. I'm not sure, but I hear he's crazy. I'm not really sure. You know, I heard he pulled a knife on the band, and then I know there's a video out of him out there taunting the crowd at a show and shit like that. So.
Right.
But as a singer, man, that guy's got some lungs, you know?
Oh, yeah, he can definitely sing. Oh,
yeah, he's a singer, man. And
where are they playing in Atlanta?
They're playing at this place called the Variety Playhouse.
How big is it?
Not huge. I don't know how many it seats, but I went there one time to see this guy called Junior Brown. You know who Junior Brown is?
Heard of Junior Brown, sure. Yeah.
He plays, Junior Brown plays guitar. He has a lap steel attached to the guitar. So as he's playing, he'll drop down to the lap steel.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the hand gestures like I'm playing and then going to the lap steel. You can't see that, but yeah, so I saw him there, and he was quite amazing. If you guys have never heard Junior Brown, go online and look up the song Highway Patrol. It's just, the guy is amazing. Just chicken picking, you know?
Right.
Yeah, all that really amazing stuff. Back to, Ace Frehley, he is coming. So I'm very excited. I will be there. And I had a group of roommates that they all got married. They all have kids. And I took them all to see the farewell tour, okay? So we all went to Phillips Arena here. We sat together. We watched the farewell tour. When the show was over, it was Ted Nugent and Skid Row and Kiss, and it was great, and everybody had a great time. And when they announced Ace, immediately I started getting texts from these guys, and they're all like, "We're all going to see Ace, right?" And I was like, "The thing is that they like Kiss. They're not big Kiss fans, you know, but they love Ace, especially my buddy Thad. For some reason, you know, Space with Ace, that's his, you know."
Right.
And so we're all going to go to that, and it'll be a lot of fun, and hopefully there'll be some people out there. I've already got messages from people that listen to the show in Atlanta that are like, "Are you going to be there?" And I, you know, and I said, yes, I will be there, and we will hang out and have a drink and enjoy some Ace. It's on a Tuesday night, though. That kind of sucks. During spring break. So wow. Hopefully that'll work out with me with teaching. You know, maybe all my kids will all be like, I'm out of town. But the Kiss show.
Sorry about the derailment.
No, that's okay. That's okay, because it all works together. Now I haven't seen, you know, the. Do you think that the shows where they're like behind curtains and they open from side to side, that always bothers me? It's like, can't they do something about that? You know, you want the best. They start playing and the curtains open, like if I was on stage in elementary school to do it. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I prefer when it just drops.
And it, you know, and then they walk up to the front and Eric is still coming down off, you know, with his riser and everything.
Right.
That's pretty.
Did they have a spider? I didn't even see the first song.
I didn't notice the spider. It didn't seem like that was what was going on. And I didn't look, but are they playing again today?
I don't know.
I thought they were. I know they had like one or two shows. I'm probably wrong, but I've been trying to keep up with it with everything that's going on in the world of Joe, and it's damn near impossible. But I thought. Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry. I was just going to say, I'm still waiting. Like, what's up, man? They keep just doing these one-off shows. I'm ready for the tour. I mean, what's the holdup?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like there's definitely something going on. Let's see. I'm going online right now.
All right.
Let's see. KissOnline.com. Get me there. Telefono. Let's see. I know people are sitting out there going, don't you know that they're playing tonight? But let's see. I guess.
It's hard to keep up.
Well, it says that the show at Choctaw was sold out. That's good. I guess that's it. Did you get a chance to see that Lego Kiss thing, man?
No, I haven't seen the Lego Kiss thing.
Go online. And if you go to kissonline.com, there's, you know, somebody put together one of those Lego things. There's one before. I don't know if it was Lego. I don't think it was Lego Kiss guys, but it was another one where it was basically like what happens, you know, in between while Gene's doing his bass solo. Have you seen that one?
I don't know, not a Lego type of thing. I've seen like footage, a great one where like Peter's singing Beth and there's like Gene and Paul and Ace are just chilling under the stairs.
This one is like a Lego thing. And it shows Paul and Peter and Ace, and they all go to their dressing rooms, but they're like Lego characters. And okay. You know, Ace is getting a drink and Paul's painting, and I think Peter's getting a massage or something like that. And Gene's, you know, doing his bass solo. And the funniest thing is he's making all the noise, you know, with the guitar, but the bass. Yeah. And all of a sudden, he goes in this like Stu Ham bass solo. This is so funny. That was the thing that made me laugh the most. But when you watch these things, man, these guys, big props, you know, because they put these things together, you know, one little like motion at a time with a picture. And then, you know, what do they call it? Stop motion photography.
Yeah, that shit takes forever.
Yeah, so there's a new one, and I guess it's Detroit Rock City.
Cool.
And it looks pretty good, man. So if you get the chance, stage is really nice. I guess, you know, we're going to have a short show today because we're missing one. And we had a really good topic last week, and I wound up getting busy. And then this week, we're going to get to it eventually. And it's going to – I'll tell you guys ahead of time that it's – we have put together our own – like if we took any of the Kiss songs that are out there, we put together our own record basically, right?
Right.
Okay. So we're going to hopefully get that out soon. I will tell you – a couple of things happened to me this week, Kiss related. I did, one of my students got me for Christmas, Amazon card, you know, and I did purchase the LED Kiss, like, notebook.
Cool.
You know, the one that lights up, it says Kiss.
Right. Yeah,
and then that's cool. I did purchase a lunchbox.
Oh, yeah? Old school?
The new reissued one.
Oh, cool.
I have the old school one, and I just got the lunchbox. I didn't get the one that comes with the flask and everything else because, well, I'm not a drinker, so I don't really need it. But the cool thing about the flask is it has the painting from the thermos from the original on it.
That's cool.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is cool.
So what do you think? Go ahead.
I had one Kiss-related thing. It actually happened last night. I was doing a DJ gig, and this chick came up, and she's like, "Do you have any Kiss?" I'm like, "Ha, yeah, I got some Kiss." You know? And I'm like, "What do you want to hear?" And she goes, "Can you play I Was Made for Loving You?" And I'm like, "Oh, God." So I play, thinking that the crowd's going to look at me like I'm fucking nuts. But, dude, like, 24 girls were on the just going fucking apeshit to I Was Made for Loving You. So that was pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome. I remember, yeah. I'll tell you what, and I know we're going to, this might bore somebody, but I remember being in elementary school and bringing in my Destroyer record. You know, we were having some kind of a little dance or something. And I remember bringing it in there and going, "Just play the first song," you know. And they put it on, and then there's that whole intro, and everybody's standing around looking like, when are we going to get to dance, you know? And Detroit Rock City comes on, it's like, you still don't get to dance, you know?
Right.
It was really, I'll never.
So they actually played the whole intro?
Yeah, because they just, they put the record needle down, you know, once it's down, you're not going across, right. You know. I totally remember it, and I even remember the girl's name that I wanted to dance with, and we wound up not dancing because it was Detroit Rock City, and her name was Patty, and I totally loved her. And and no dancing for you, Joe.
Yeah. I bet she listens and is jealous that she didn't take that dance.
I bet she does too. Anyway, all right, I'm ready to wrap this up. I appreciate you doing this with me tonight. You have anything to add?
Yes, sir. I'd add, you know, the usual. Just keep listening. Thanks for listening. And we miss Andrew, and we'll see you next time, Andrew.
Yes, Mr. Kiss. I do have a few Ask Andrew's backed up, so we got to get him on the show. And don't forget, go to our Facebook, go to podcastrockcity.com, go to iTunes, leave us a review. It would be amazing and awesome and cool of you. And we love podcasts, especially Kiss podcasts, and we listen to them every week. So many that we can't name them all, but I have their commercials, and you're going to hear them in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
Wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Montco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
K
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Hey, everybody. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
Hey, this is Nick, co-host of the Pod of Thunder, the only Kiss podcast that breaks down the entire Kiss song catalog one track at a time. Every week, we have a new song chosen at random, and we do our best to analyze it. We talk about Kiss-related topics and non-Kiss-related topics, all the while trying not to kill each other. If you like the sound of that, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and especially on iTunes. Pod of Thunder!
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going.